From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Scores of Syrian rebels trained by the United States and its coalition partners have entered northern Syria from Turkey there to take on insurgents. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Syrian President Bashar al-Assad must go, but the timing of his departure needs to be decided through negotiation.
We've made it very clear. We've been open. We've made it very clear that we're not being doctrinaire about the specific date or time. We're open. But right now, Assad has refused to have a serious discussion, and Russia has refused to help bring him to the table in order to do that. So that's why we're where we are.
Mr. Kerry spoke Saturday from London after talks with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond. He urged both Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince Assad to negotiate his departure. Greek voters, exhausted by years of economic crisis, are at the polls again today. The election pits the leftist Syriza party, led by former Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, against the conservative New Democracy party of Vangelis Memarakis. The election is the third this year and was triggered when Tsipras resigned last month after citizens grew upset with him over not resisting European creditor demands of more austerity measures to repay their loans that they would otherwise default on. Mediators working to end the political unrest in Burkina Faso are expected to announce a resolution to the crisis today. The military in Burkina Faso seized power Thursday after the presidential guard abducted the acting president and his ministers. The coup triggered angry protests, leaving 10 people dead and more than 100 injured. The coup was condemned by the United States, France, the United Nations, and the African Union. This is VOA News. Italy's Coast Guard says more than 4,500 people were rescued yesterday off the Libyan coast as calm seas triggered a rush toward the boats by migrants trying to reach Europe. Elsewhere, Austria braced for as many as 10,000 more migrants after Hungarian authorities shifted tactics and began transporting thousands of migrants to the Austrian border. Australia is under pressure by rights groups to resettle more Syrian refugees. One of the last acts by ousted Prime Minister Tony Abbott was to announce plans to grant asylum to 12,000 migrants. It seems the new man at the top, Malcolm Turnbull, may be unwilling to take in more of the refugees. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Say it loud, say it clear.
Protesters Saturday had a clear message for the government: do more to help those fleeing the conflict in Syria. The first of 12,000 Syrians should be in Australia by Christmas, but activists believe the wealthy multicultural nation should be haven to more refugees.
We're a country who was built on refugees and people who are from other countries. And yeah, for us not to welcome people in when that's predominantly the background of everybody who lives there is just abominable.
But in certain quarters, there's vehement opposition to Middle Eastern asylum seekers. Experts say major policy changes are not likely after new Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull had earlier praised his predecessor's efforts to stop asylum seekers breaching the nation's maritime frontiers. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Saudi-led coalition airstrikes against Yemen's Shiite Houthi rebels and their allies have killed 29 people, including civilians, in the capital of Sana'a. The Saudi coalition, which includes nine other Arab nations and is supported by the U.S., began fighting rebels in March, 2 months after the Houthis drove the government from power and took control of Sana'a. Pope Francis is in Havana on an historic 10-day trip to Cuba and the United States.
Animo a los responsables políticos a continuar avanzando.
Pope, speaking after his arrival yesterday, called the thawing of relations between Washington and Havana, in which the Vatican played a central role, a sign of the victory of the culture of counter and dialogue, and he urged leaders of each nation to develop all their potential as proof of the high service to which they are called. The Pope will celebrate Mass in Havana's sprawling Revolutionary Square today and later this week meet with President Obama and speak to both houses of the U.S. Congress. Afghanistan has rejected and denied charges that a terrorist attack on a military base in northwestern Pakistan was planned and launched from Afghan territory. The Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the bloodshed that killed 29 people on Friday. Soon after the raid, a Pakistani army spokesman told reporters that intercepted communications showed the heavily armed gunmen were under the direction of handlers across the border in Afghanistan. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.